Blog Talk Radio.
Tropical Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. QT and Sound Guy with you like usual. Real quick, if you are looking for some wrestling today, WCWO in Indianapolis running a rookie show. They're giving the trainees a bit of attention today. Also, you have, as usual, Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland, Oregon, where you can find myself and TJP later today. And without further ado, I want to welcome our guest today out of the great state of Washington, representing a number of promotions, SP8. SP8, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today, Sound Guy. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure to have you on here. And since it's your first time with us, you get the traditional first-timer's question. What led to you getting into the business of professional wrestling?
So when I was a kid, I grew up in Oregon, and my mom used to always watch Portland Wrestling with Rowdy Piper. And I just had a love of it from there. And
now, at what point was it that you were watching wrestling and decided that it might be a career option for you?
Seeing MTV back in the day, and
can you cut out one more time? We lost it for a minute.
I was watching an interview on MTV with Triple H, and China were doing an interview, and they asked Triple H what got him into it, and he said why don't I try it someday? And I thought, well, if he tried it, it worked for him, maybe, you know. Like, I've always loved watching it. I decided I'd give it a try. It was many years after that before I got my first training opportunity. Trying to sign wrestling rules back in the day was not easy like it is now. You can go online now and you can sign hundreds of wrestling schools, you know. But back in that time, it was really hard to sign schools. You know, you had to kind of be in the in-group, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, if people are looking for wrestling schools, there's several out there, including Professor Congo Kong's Wrestling Academy. I would recommend that.
Absolutely.
Now, you just last night competed in Northwest Pro's annual hardcore tournament. You were in a tables match, possibly the best officiated tables match I've ever witnessed in all my days.
I would agree.
You were unsuccessful last night in the opening round, but what was it like being involved in a hardcore tournament?
Well, that was my first time ever working hardcore, so it was a very, very different element brought into it, and it was really nice to be a part of that. Shout out to Northwest Pro for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate the opportunity to be in a hardcore match, and I guess you'll do it again if the opportunity presents itself.
Now, the eventual winner was Adam Reyes, and he and J.D. Mason were in the finals in a very, very bloody match. obviously with barbed wire, that leads to lots of cuts and lots of blood, and that's what happened last night in the finals. Blood in wrestling has been a controversial subject for the last few years as we've learned more in medical science about blood-borne pathogens and what they can do. Some people think that it shouldn't be a thing in wrestling. Some people think there is a time and place for it. Some people like the hardcore deathmatch blood-filled shows. What's your own personal stance on blood as it relates to wrestling?
You know, I feel like if it's something that happens throughout the course of the match, it's what we do is physical. You know, at the end of the day, stuff is going to happen. And I feel like if it happens, you just go with it and, you know, you just do the best you can. I'm not into, like, doffing a match for some blood. I'm also not one to be like, well, I want to, you know, be bleeding all over the place. But I feel, like you said, there's a time and a place for it, and I feel that that's one that's underdid. And nobody's put in a situation where they're not comfortable. I'm completely okay with it.
One of the things in professional wrestling that I believe you've done in your so far short stay in wrestling is tag teams. Tag team wrestling, a different animal than singles wrestling. Do you see a preference for yourself as far as wrestling in tag team matches versus wrestling in singles matches?
You know, I'm going to say tag team because it gives me an opportunity to work with more people and work against more people. So I'm going to say tag team because I get to work with more people. Would be my preference. You just get to sell out more people at one time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like a month ago, I got to train with J.D. Mason in a tag match, and that was super cool when we had that match a month ago at Northwest Pro.
How do you find yourself seeing wrestling through different eyes when you're a tag match versus a singles, or do you approach all of the matches in a very similar fashion?
It's pretty much the same. Whether it just depends if there's going to be more people in the ring or what, but it's pretty much the same approach for me when I go out there, whether I'm working a singles or a tag. It's just if you have a tag team match, you know you have one person watching your back. Opposed to you, if you're working a single match, yeah, you hope, right, yeah, that is true in wrestling. You one never knows, right?
Absolutely. Now, you so far have wrestled for a number of promotions in the state of Washington, and you have appeared in numerous venues for these promotions. What would you say so far has been your favorite venue where you've actually wrestled?
I would have to say the Key Peninsula Civic Center would be my favorite so far that I've worked. The crowd's always really into it. They're really, you know, into it, and that's super cool. And there's always high energy when I come out through the curtain there, you know. So I would say that place feels most like home right now, too.
That is a very good arena for professional wrestling, to be sure. Now, another thing that is specific to Washington is the Washington State Athletic Commission. Lots of states have commissions, but they all vary. Washington has one of the more strict commissions, even though they did pass a bill which will make things a little bit easier for people to run shows as long as they attach a training school to their promotion and have a certain type of license. But overall, what do you think of wrestling commissions in general as it relates to the business in 2019? And what do you think in particular of the Washington Commission?
Well, for me, like, I understand why we have the wrestling commission, but it makes it really hard for the littler promotions to get off the ground is what I don't like about it. Like, it's easy for these big budget companies to come in and get all the licensing and stuff, but they make it really hard for the, like, guys who are trying to start up or just the small independent promotions, you know. It's it's always been hard because of the way you have to get the licensing and stuff. And I kind of wish it would just go away, to be honest. Like, I understand why we have it, but I also understand we're not like boxers and, you know, ultimate fighting and stuff, you know. So it's just, I look at it more of a thorn in the side than anything. Like, I understand why we have it, but I would like to see it go away, probably, if I'm being honest.
Fair enough, for sure. Now, in the last few months, there's been a brand new promotion rise up, and they are looking to make a splash nationally, that being All Elite Wrestling. They will debut on TNT this October for a nationally televised show. They've already had a few pay-per-views. They have sold out 10,000-seat arenas. They are backed by a billionaire in Tony Khan, and their vice presidents are proven wrestlers that have drawn money and sold a ton of merchandise. Some people think that they're going to be in this for the long haul and look to be very, very prominent in the business. Some people think it will be relatively short-lived as a promotion. Where do you see AEW in the landscape of professional wrestling, maybe immediately after the TNT launch, and say about 5 years down the line?
I feel like with the pedigree they have, with the talent they brought in, and the people, like you said, who have proven track records in our business and have went really far, like Cody Rhodes, you know, I feel like they're going to be around for the long haul, and I really hope they do, because it's, everybody's better when they have competition. I mean, we all know this. Like, if you're the only thing going, you people get lazy and stuff. So I feel like competition is always a good thing. And I like to see it be more competition where they try to build each other up and then they try to tear each other down, you know. But I think competition is always a good thing. And I feel like they're going to be around for a long time to come. And I really hope so. And it's nice to have an outlet. Like, if you want to make it to a big stage, you don't have to necessarily be in, like, WWE. You know, through their outlets for people. And I feel like that's a really good thing.
Also nice to see some local Pacific Northwest talent signed to AEW.
Absolutely. It's so always nice to see a local guy who comes up, you know.
Oh, for sure. Always good to see some of your local guys get recognized by one of the national companies. And we are at the part of the show where we have a game we like to play called Word Association. Actually, we call this one Bring On to Funk, Bring On to Choice. I will give you a series of two options. The one that SP8 prefers is the answer. No right and wrong in this game. Are you prepared for a round of Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk?
Sure.
All right, here we go. First one. Headbutt or flying elbow?
Flying elbow.
Boots or barefoot?
Boots.
18-foot ring or 20-foot ring?
I'm going to go 20-foot ring until I have more room to work with.
Clam chowder or chili?
Chili.
Mount Hood or Mount Baker?
Mount Hood. I grew up around Mount Hood, so.
Plastic or glass?
I say glass.
Time limit draw or double disqualification?
Wait, what was that one?
Time limit draw or double disqualification?
Double the gloss, Jason.
Cage match or no ropes barbed wire match?
Cage match. I saw the barbed wire last night. I'll pass.
All right. And the final one, Ring of Honor or WCW?
I'm going to go with Ring of Honor. I met a lot of guys who have been through Ring of Honor, so I might be kind of going that route because of that, but I've really enjoyed watching Ring of Honor over the years, too, so.
You mentioned having met a lot of people from Ring of Honor. What's it like for you when you are on a show and there's someone that is from a place like Ring of Honor or formerly from WWE or from Impact Wrestling, and they've got a national television presence and you're sharing a dressing room with them or perhaps even a ring with them on one of the local shows?
I just try to approach them like I do everybody else, be respectful, not try to geek out over the fact of who they are, because if I want to do this for a living, I have to get used to seeing people like that. And it's always nice to meet them. And, you know, most of the guys I've been lucky enough to meet have all been very humble and very nice and have been really willing to give me good advice over the years. I haven't met anybody from the upper echelons who's been like, well, you know, at least since I've been wrestling. When I was a kid, I met some wrestlers that were not so friendly, but that's way back when, you know. But, yeah, I just try to go into the locker room, show them respect like everybody else, and say, hey, if you need something, let me know, you know.
Well, at this point in time, QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure QT has many questions for you, so I'm going to pass things to him for a bit.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Mr. SP8. I would like to continue with Sun Guy's Bring on the Choice. I mean, word association. I mean, Bring on the Choice,
okay.
Bring on the Punk, if I can.
Sure.
Are you
yeah,
recording
absolutely.
That? Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Manhattan clam chowder or New England clam chowder?
New England.
Have you ever had
I would
go ahead.
I remember when I was at WrestleMania 19 in Seattle and they took a time out of the show to plug the next year's WrestleMania, and the minute they yelled it was in New York, people started booing. It was hysterical to be in the crowd at that time. And it was like, that's always what, like, we all paid money to go to the show and they were plugging this year. It was like, ah, come on, man. Give us our moment, you know?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Seeing how you're from the West Coast, have you ever had a bowl of Manhattan clam chowder?
I have, actually, because I used to date a girl from Boston. Yeah.
Oh. That's the tomato-based clam chowder. Tomato-based.
Yeah, she came with everything Boston. All of her support teams were Boston. All of her cooking was Boston. I was like, you really need to go back home.
Wow.
But she was a joy to be around. And it's just like everybody I met from Boston carries Boston with them wherever they go. It's not too many places are like that, you know?
Now when you say carries Boston with them, does that come with a teapot? Because they've been known to drink a lot of tea.
You know, ironically enough, nobody I've ever...
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, okay. You
yeah.
Cut out for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you a big tea or a coffee fan? Which post workout drink do you most prefer, coffee or tea?
I would say tea because I want to unwind after my workout.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Coffee would just amp me back up.
All right. Well, how about skateboard or Segway?
Skateboard. I used to do that years ago before I broke my knee.
Were you a big fan of Tony Hawk?
I was a big fan of Tony Hawk, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Still am, absolutely.
Okay. And the last one, I'm Fat by Weird Al Yankovic or Amish Paradise?
I would have to say Amish Paradise. Yeah,
okay.
I would have to go with Amish Paradise. You 2 years ago, I grew up listening to Weird Al. I was a kid, and I didn't know any better. We were on a Greyhound trip, and we had stopped at a bus stop, and a bunch of Amish got on. I looked at my mom. I was like, "Whoa, this is crazy." My mom's like, "What?" It's like, she's like, "No, that's a real thing." And I didn't know that at the time because I was a kid at the time, you know.
Well,
I'm saying about Weird Al.
All right. Well, now, when you went to WrestleMania 19 in Seattle, wasn't that the WrestleMania where A-Train was on the card as a mid-carder? A-Train?
I do believe so.
Now, what was the first match at that event that you saw? Did you get there late? Because parking can be pretty bad in Seattle.
Yeah, I actually did get there a little late because I had a family emergency prior to the actual day of the show. So I was a little late to WrestleMania 19. I'm trying to remember the first match I saw. I can't remember off the top of my head. I would have to think about that longer. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, can you tell our listeners where and when that first wrestling school was that you attended?
So, yeah, the surf wrestling school I attended was years ago. I can't even remember the year of it, but it used to be at a gym in Auburn called Vision Quest, and it was the Pinnacle Wrestling School. And that was my surf wrestling school I ever got to get into a ring at and actually start my training. Prior to that, I had paid a couple different schools some deposit and change went awry, like the car broke down or I got lost on the bus or the bus broke down on the way and I was late so I couldn't train. But Pinnacle was my beginning school. Not sure if we ever got to get in the ring.
Wasn't that in the Auburn Super Mall?
Yes, that was in the Auburn Super Mall.
Oh, okay. I believe that weight room is still there, isn't it?
It is, I do believe so. Yeah.
Wow. Can you tell us some of your fellow people that went to the school with you? And was Dave Havoc Hollenbach one of the instructors?
He was on his way out as I was coming in, and Davey Richards was just taking over. So I didn't see him very often because I was mainly there with Davey. It's actually funny now because a guy who's training me now, Davey Mason, was at that school too.
Oh.
And Ethan HD was there. There was just a bunch of us. It's always nice to go back through and see people from the Pinnacle days, you know.
When you graduated from the school, did you have a cap and gown ceremony?
No, and actually, so I never got to graduate from Pinnacle. What happened is I just paid off my training, and then there was a huge argument between the gym and Pinnacle, and everything left, and they passed up, and they moved to St. Louis. So I never got to finish my training with Pinnacle. And then after that, I just jumped around a bunch of wrestling schools. Some were good, some were bad, you know.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I saw your wrestling match for Combat Pro Wrestling, and it was in Marysville, Washington, in January, and you were wrestling the Lumberjack. Is this the only time you have faced Lumberjack?
No, I have actually wrestled Lumberjack about three times now. I have yet to beat him, but one of these days I'm going to get it. he's a great competitor, though.
Yes, this was a match that only took about 2 minutes and 3 seconds.
Right, and actually I did really good because some people only last a minute with him, so I'll consider myself lucky. He's still undefeated right now.
That's true. I if I'm not mistaken, he's 28-0, isn't he?
I believe so. I'm not completely sure on that, so I don't want to say yes or no.
I think at this time against you in that match, he may have been like 18-0.
Yeah, yes. It's a possibility. Yeah.
Now, how glad were you to have T-Rex as a referee? He's been around quite some time.
It's always nice when you have a senior referee in there, you know. I'm always happy to have that.
Have you ever been a guy
you can count on.
Have you ever been in a match where Sunny Days has been your referee?
I have. I worked a show in Selton a little while ago, and she was my referee for my match.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, during that match with Lumberjack in January, do you remember what your entrance music was? Because I believe I never have heard that.
Yeah, so basically is I was told, hey, don't worry about the music. We'll just pick up something generic for you. It's 8-bit. And so everybody and the guy hit shuffle, and that's what came on. So I just went with it. I was like, the music is only what it is. It was a pretty good laugh, though.
Oh, okay.
That's when I warned you, if you want your music, you bring your music and you have it ready to go. So that's a lesson to any rookie out there in the business.
Well, during this match, at one point, the Lumberjack gave you three straight knife-edge chops followed by a sidewalk slam. How important is it to tuck your chin if you're being sidewalk slammed?
It is very important. It could lead to a number of things if you do not tuck. I mean, you could break your neck. You could get a concussion. I mean, it's one of the fundamentals that if your training used to be taught day one. That's very important if you want to continue to have a career or even just a good way of life.
Oh, okay. Well, I would now like your permission if I could read you three passages from a book that I just got a hold of, The Tale of Cowboy Scott Casey, and it's called One Last Ride. Can I read you these three short passages?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Now, one thing, are you familiar with Scott Casey, the wrestler?
I can't say yes off the top of my head. Like, the name sounds familiar, but it's not kicking right away.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, these are three passages that first jumped out at me when I was going through the book. And this one is on page 58.
Okay,
here we go. Amarillo is where I first ran into the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant. Andre was in town for Thanksgiving weekend, so I invited him over for a turkey dinner with all the trimmings. I cooked two 25-pound turkeys and had a ton of potatoes, coleslaw, and pumpkin pie for the six of us, which sounds like plenty on paper. Chris Taylor and Ricky Romero, among others, were also there for the festivities, but there wasn't a crumb left when we all got through with it. My favorite moment of the day was when one of the kids was riding a skateboard outside, and we found that Andre had never seen one. He asked if he could ride it, and the kid was okay with it, as long as Andre covered any possible damage from using it. Sure enough, Andre gets on the skateboard, and it split right in half down the middle. It wasn't worth the 50 Andre gave him, but the giant kept his word and made sure he covered the cost of it. That sure was a Thanksgiving to remember.
Yeah, yes. What a great guy, too, you know. He did so much for wrestling, you know.
You definitely wanted to be on his good side, though.
Absolutely. But he was, from what I hear, he was easy to get along with, you know. And I have so much respect for Andre the Giant and what he's done for our business. He didn't have to do all the stuff he did for the business. He always wanted to get back. And I love people like that in pro wrestling who want to give back, you know. I wish we had more people like that.
I think sometimes Andre had a way of testing some people, their reactions. And if you pass that test, you were in with gold with him. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes he outright hated people right from the start based on their reputation. The one guy I can remember was Randy the Macho Man Savage and how he treated Elizabeth.
Randy was always on.
Well, anyway, that was two 25-pound turkeys between six people.
So Andre got most of it. Everybody else got like a half a pound.
Yeah, I think he ate most of one turkey, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's another passage. Just one moment, let me turn to the page. Okay. Let's see. This one is on page 153, and you may be very familiar with this wrestler, Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Page 153. Kevin Sullivan was a short, stocky, rugged man that always worked stiff, but I loved him. I always called him my little fire plug. Kevin told me this story one time after he picked me up in his car. He was telling me about this great big St. Bernard he had named Sydney. Kevin didn't know what he was going to do about Sydney because Sydney had eaten his $100 bill. Kevin was saying that he might have to gut him to get the money back. I didn't know Kevin too well, so I wasn't sure if he was joking or not. I said, "Kevin, don't you dare do that to that dog." Well, long story short, he goes and tells me the reason Sydney couldn't pass the $100 bill was because it turned out the money was counterfeit.
Oh, my. That's hilarious.
Wow, yes. Now, my question is, have you ever wrestled Kevin Sullivan?
I have not had the opportunity to yet. I hope I get that opportunity someday.
Oh, okay. And it's always good to ride the Bremerton Ferry with him, the Bremerton.
Oh,
the Seattle.
I would bet. I bet that would be a great one.
Oh, okay. All right. And the last passage I'm going to read you is from page 199. Okay, here we go. I was pushing heavy weights in the gym, but there were always guys who could do more. Dino Bravo and I went to work out together one day. He was about 270 pounds, and I was 250 pounds. Dino always liked to have fun in the gym. That day he goes, "For every bench press you do with 225 pounds, I'll do the same amount with 275 pounds. Well, I did 50 reps at 225 pounds, which is nothing to sneeze at. Next thing you know, in what felt like seconds, Dino did 51 repetitions with 275 pounds on the bar. He purposely did only one more than me, but I'm sure he could have done 20 more if he really wanted to. He was one strong son of a gun. He would always call me George Burns because at that time, I was one of the older guys on the roster. It's a shame that things ended up for Dino the way that it did. He was always a lot of fun to be around."
Yeah, that is true.
225 pounds?
That's 225.
Yes. Well, how much do you usually do in a workout?
It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm doing squats with weights, you know, I'm probably up to like 125 pounds.
Wow. Now is squats one of your favorite workout routines, the legs?
Not really, but to be a professional wrestler with squats, it's something you definitely have to get used to doing with and without weight. it'll definitely help you build your core.
Well
gentlemen, we have another caller on the line. I believe this one is someone that SP8 knows for sure. We have our other caller on the line.
Hey, SP8. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Doing good. How are you guys treating you today?
Hold up, Paul.
I said, how are these guys treating you today?
Well, I'm young and handsome.
I think we're being fair.
I
could
say the same thing, but I'd be lying.
I know QT shenanigans, and I know Fine Guys shenanigans. I just wanted to call in here and see if they were treating you okay, because I know how they go about treating their guests sometimes.
They have been very gracious to have me on the show today and been really nice to me.
Hey, you don't have to lie about TT, because him and I go way back.
Right.
He still hasn't accepted any of my challenges yet, and I doubt that he ever will.
Hey, I've been doing wind sprints and squats, yes, to get ready.
You know, when I'm talking about the toilet seat, and you're always breaking wind, so I don't know.
Oh, come on. I am only,
it's never too late to start.
I'm only eating 1/16 of what Andre the Giant could eat. I've cut down. Yes.
You cut down. You couldn't even eat one of his chickens.
Uh oh.
The whole chicken?
the whole chicken. I mean, you try to get to the wishbone, but your wish never comes true. So,
damn.
Gotta keep trying. You can't tell people what your wish is, or it won't come true, right? So maybe that's the problem with it.
Exactly.
Got to make the wish. When it comes true, you can tell people what your wish for.
Yeah, and sign guy, him on the other hand, you know, he tries to wish and you know he even tries to wish on a star and you know what, the only star that he ends up getting is me.
Hey, what about Cameron's star?
He don't count.
See?
It never counts, right?
That's right. He don't count. The only star that counts is me.
Mm.
Unless of course you talk about my niece, Casey Carlisle.
Don't get jealous.
I'm not jealous. She's my niece. The next time I see you putting your arms around her, then you and I are gonna have issues, mister.
Are you guys gonna have a match?
Oh, we'll have a match.
Not if she wants to live.
But you know, it's what it is, and it'll happen one day. You just watch.
Oh boy.
And I might even have a SP8 referee the match. He's the only one that I could trust that would do the job right.
There's a lot of referees around here.
Have you ever officiated a match?
How about Gunter Deficite? He could referee the match. Yes.
Who?
Budget Deficite.
No, I don't think so. I've seen him ref, and no, I don't think so.
I'll be your guest referee. I'll call it down the middle.
Do you have experience in the refereeing field?
What was that?
If somebody needs a referee, yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess we got a match, Paul.
Yeah.
You bet. And it's going to cost you plenty, too.
Well,
now you might want to let the people know where to send their get well cards and the flowers to you.
You?
You'll be needing them.
No, you will. You will send them in care of your wife.
Oh, really?
Well, I saw a sign guy take them to Ding Ding Ding, and the Ding 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 Kid. It was mostly a draw, but I'd say the Ding 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 Kid had a little bit worse for wear and tear when he went up against Sign Guy. A little bit of a loss there. So Sign Guy, they can be pretty vicious in the ring. Yes.
I've seen Sign Guy in the ring, and I'm waiting for my guy Doris Carter to go against him, because he won't even stand a chance against him. Yeah, Darth Carter.
Now, there's a wrestler I really admire, Darth Carter. Yes.
Boy, they're throwing talents out now.
Well, SP8, have you ever fought that idiot, Darth Carter?
I have not.
I might have a bounty on him if you ever come across him.
I will keep that in mind. I could always change my line of work and become a bounty hunter.
It's pretty profitable
to come across Carter. I think Darth Carter is undefeated at La Problemitas.
Hmm. Didn't he just get beat? Plus, I beat him there before multiple times.
You keep saying you beat Darth Carter, and I've never seen any evidence of it.
Well, SP8... this Scott Casey, he took on a persona of a cowboy in his matches, and sure enough, his persona from the ring started to spill over into his personal life, and he actually did become a cowboy with 20 horses on a ranch. My question is, have you come across any Northwest wrestlers that take on their persona? Now, Pa Moonshine has been producing moonshine liquor for like 20 years, so he didn't have to take on that persona. Yes.
He just with the persona every day. I would say with the Northwest rosters, it's half and half. Some people really are day in and day out, and some are. It just depends on the individual person, you know.
Oh, okay.
I say there's no wrong way to do it. It's once you show up and you work hard every day, you know.
Yes, it's like kayfabe. Yes.
Yes.
Personally, I'd like to see Paul Moonshine in a role as a mortician. Yeah, a mortician.
We're gonna have a lot more dead bodies going around then.
I have nothing to do with Morticia and Gomez.
Well, Pa, at one time, weren't you engaged to Miss Piggy of the Muppet?
Yeah, the rumor keeps flying around about that, I was actually married to her for 20 years. I mean, and that's baby's mom, you know.
How was it?
We won't go there.
Did you ever eat bacon in that time you were married?
I've eaten crow, but I didn't eat a whole lot of bacon.
It's a little known fact, but I think Miss Piggy is Jewish, of the Jewish faith. Yes.
I did not know that.
Well, then you're talking about a different Miss Piggy, because my wife is.
Okay.
Norwegian and German.
Aha. That's well, I completely got off tangent.
It did a bit. Now, you yourself, to my knowledge, have not really had a manager. If Paul Moonshine were to extend a contract to you, would you sign on the dotted line to be managed by Paul Moonshine?
I probably would sign up for that, yeah. I feel like that would be a good guy to have my back. So I probably would. I mean, I read over the contract, of course, but I think I'd have to be down to do something like that someday.
Of course.
Paul, do you have any extra contracts in your back pocket that you might want to slip over to SP8?
I've got all kinds of contracts, in fact, I've got one that's got SPH name on it.
All
that
right.
Sounds good to me. We'll have to talk later then.
Yeah. It might even be a good thing to team up. FD8 and Dark Carter together, two masked men to go against PT and Sun Guy. What, PT ain't got nothing to say now? Huh? I see getting these challenges out to you.
I was wondering who you were facing tonight at Blue Collar Wrestling.
Who am I facing?
Yes.
I'm not facing anybody, but Cousin Jamison's my nephew Cousin Jamison's going against me and Matt Traeger and my worldwide tag team champions Zach Winters and JB Moonshine are going against the Freak Show.
Ooh, what's the line on Vegas on that match?
On Vegas? What's Vegas got to do with anything?
Oh, well, I'm sure they've heard about these matches that are going to take place, and there's probably a betting line on that. Yes, don't bet on anything.
That is true.
Well, if you put your money on Jameson and you put your money on my tag team champions, you're going to come out ahead.
Well, I'll give you the scuttlebutt. They have Cousin Jameson and Zach Winters on the low end of the scale. It's not smart money. At least that's what Vegas said.
Well, that's because they're not using the Moonshine or scale.
Oh, okay.
Well, and Vegas has been wrong before. I mean, that does happen.
Of course.
Well, I was asking SP8 earlier in the show if when he graduated from his first wrestling school, if he had a cap and gown. I'm going to ask you the same question. When you graduated from your first wrestling school, and I'm sure this was in the hills of Appalachia, did you yourself have a cap and gown?
I wouldn't call it a cap. It was a hillbilly hat, and as far as a gown,
Okay, you couldn't really afford it. Okay, very good.
I never said I couldn't afford it.
Oh, okay.
If you had my money, you'd throw yours away.
Oh, I don't know about that. I heard that in the hills of Appalachia, in your teenage years, you used to bounce checks worse than an Allen Iverson crossover. What?
Oh, we're talking about practice.
What is a check?
A check.
You're talking about Czechoslovakian. I don't know what a check even look like.
Wow.
Well, Fred Flintstone used to carve them out of stone. Yes.
Well, that's Fred Flintstone. I'm not in the Stone Age.
Yes, yeah, the Stone Age was just.
Up in the hills, we carved things out of tree trunks.
Oh. Oh, okay. I think that's where you got your walking stick that you came to the ring with, your walking stick. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget the walking stick. Someday I'm gonna come up behind you. I'm gonna put up your teaser, and then I'm gonna call it QT on a stick.
Oh, come back. Yeah. Now, Paul, I've always been comfortable in prison settings. That's true. I admit that. Yes. But,
yeah. Well, you're gonna wonder if I might just a little bit make you my bitch.
Oh no! This is terrible. Well, Pa, SB8 wants to know what happened to your megaphone. SB8 asked me that. Yes, your megaphone.
I still got it. I still got both of them.
Oh, I thought you only had one.
Well, I did. Well, I did, but I inherited one when Tex Thompson. Presented me with one.
Ooh. Do you believe, Tom Moonshine, do you believe we will see Darth Carter one day use a megaphone to intimidate another wrestler, say like Tyson Tank?
I don't see how Darth Carter doesn't talk.
Oh, come on! Darth Carter is very underrated, pretty much.
He talks way too much on this show.
he says what I tell him to say.
I see. Well, guys, we got a few minutes left in the show today. SP8, I want to toss things to you if you want to say anything at all to the listeners. Plug and promote anything and everything, social medias, upcoming appearances, merchandise, your favorite laundromat, anything at all, floor is all yours.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on today. So the next place you can see me, if you like, will be August 17th at the Keep Nintendo Civic Center. And so that's where you can see me that time. If you want to look me up on social media, I'm SP8 on Facebook. And so that's where I'm at. I have t-shirts out now. I have I tell them for $10 a piece whenever I'm at a show. That's where you can pick one up for me. And I'm pretty much be at almost all the Northwest Pro shows for the upcoming dates. So we got August 17th, and then we got September 21st would be the next one on that.
All right, Paul, do you have anything you want to plug or promote?
Well, of course, we have BCW, Blue Collar Wrestling, every Sunday night. And tonight, we got a big show lined up. TJ Perkins will be back with us tonight. And August 17th, I will also be in Ron Washington at Northwest Pro. August 31st, I will be in Stanley, Washington, at Uncle Sam's, I believe it's October 5th. I will be, me and JD and Jameson will be in Marysville on October 5th. And I'm kind of lost. I'm not sure exactly where it's going to be at.
Well, guys, I want to thank you both for being on today. SP8, thanks for making your debut with Paul, I will see you in a little while. Don't try to cheat, because that's against the rules.
Yeah, you're there. Well, I'll do what I have to do. And SP8, I will see you August 17th.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you again. Bring that contract.
Yep, we will.
All right, fans, if you get the chance, get out there, watch SP8. Rising talent here in the state of Washington. Support him and what he's doing for a number of different companies. We will be back with you next Friday. We kick off Russian Month. Russian Month will be underway. We will have Vladimir Koloff as our first Russian on Friday. 1 week from today, we're taking the day off for 1 week. So we'll be back with you the following Sunday. And if you're wondering just who we will have 2 weeks from today, I can tell you that it is Billy Moon of the Cool Hills. So make sure you have plans to be with us. Get out there, support your local independents. And you can find me later today next to Paul Moonshine, probably, at Blue Collar Wrestling. So get out there, support, and we'll talk to you soon.
Girls around the world, you can spin and twirl. You can take it slow, but it looks a lot better when you drop it low. Like low, 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 low. Pick it up and throw it to the flow. Bunch of chance fans, let me go. Think you keep playing that glow. Slow, slow. You're a messy girl, shake it messy girl. You seem classy girl, nothing trashy girl. You're a nasty girl, shake it messy girl.
Ain't no shame in it, ain't no shame in it.
With your mama, man, she can't reach anything. You perfect, girl. I ain't gonna lie.